Hey now, hey now, hey now, welcome in, y'all, and guess what time it is? That's right, it's porch time, and I am your one, your only, Ms. McKinney, and I know you guys have to be extremely glad about that. What we got going on, y'all? So first, let me tell y'all that I'm out on my porch, of course, bringing you an authentic episode from my very porch. And there's some wind that's brewing. There's a storm coming, and I am sitting here waiting, and I brought you guys out to the porch to sit with me while we do the introduction to this fabulous episode. So today, this is our second breast cancer awareness episode, and this lady, y'all, Miss Sandra, woo! Y'all, when you hear the episode, you're gonna understand what I mean. All of these ladies are absolutely fabulous. All of their fight, all of their encouragement is something that just blows me away. All of the information that they have, all of the information that they're willing to share to help another along the way, that's what we like doing on the porch. So Miss Sandra, when we did our interview, she corrected me because, well, not necessarily me, but I have been doing it. She said that when people post about breast cancer awareness, they spell the cancer with a capital C. But it's not a capital C because it doesn't get that much power. Just wow, right? So we all go through things every day, not comparing them to cancer, but not uncomparing them to cancer either. Only you know what that problem is for you. And we always put a capital letter on it, a capital P, just like the capital C. But when we make it lowercase, remember whose we are and who we are, then we pray about it. We put on our armor and we keep it pushing. Love it, love it, love it. Thank you, Miss Sandra, for joining us on the porch. You guys, stay tuned. Leave us a message. Tell us what you think. We're enjoying all of your feedback, all of your encouraging words via social media. But leave us a message here and let us know what you thought about the episode. We appreciate you listening and stay tuned. Hey now, hey now, hey now, Miss Sandra, how are you?
I'm good.
Awesome. Can you hear me okay?
I can.
Good. I can hear you too. Thank you so much for working with me. Like Facebook and Instagram has been down all day and we just been lost.
I know, right?
Thank you so much. So if you're ready, we'll get started.
I'm ready.
All righty, Miss Lady. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your cancer journey?
Wow, in 2016, doing a routine mammogram, hadn't missed one in 20 years. It was the first time I ever went, I forgot to not put deodorant on. So I put deodorant on, and when I got there, they told me I had to wipe it off. Well, I went home and I just felt tired. I went to sleep and they said if it was a problem, they would call you back. And if not, you'd get something in the mail. When the phone rang, I instantly knew something was wrong. I answered the phone and I said, well, okay, well, maybe because I had to wipe the deodorant off. This was what I tried to convince myself of. Even with a rich history, family history of breast cancer, I felt like because I was proactive in my care, I really wasn't concerned. I had to go back the next day for a repeat mammogram. And this is when they told me it was something wrong. You don't get that word cancer, but you know that word cancer then. Had a succession of appointments so that they could diagnose me, as well as surgery to follow that, so that they could stage the cancer. Originally, they told me it was DCIS, inductal cancer. There was no stage to it, so more than likely, they would just fix it and we'd go about our business. But by the time I had surgery, I had one surgery. Matter of fact, I was diagnosed tomorrow, be the actual 5 years. Once I got the diagnosis, they forgot to stage me. So I ended up having two surgeries back to back. And I had two lymph nodes involved. So that took it up to a 2B. Instantly, that took me into research mode. I have a doctorate degree, but not in medicine. But I have worked as a nurse for 14 years. And I just knew that because I was so proactive, that I had made up my mind I wasn't going to take chemotherapy. That was my whole overall objective. So I started to research chemotherapy. I started to look around to see what my options were. And I decided to go more of the natural route. I found me a doctor in Alpharetta, Georgia, who was a MD, as well as she dealt with holistic medicine, holistic healing. And I went to her. She did a series of labs on me, and she taught me so much about my body and about taking medicines and about even taking antibiotics, how many courses of antibiotics I had taken in my life, barring medicines and all that kind of stuff, and the effect that it has on my body. And she's the one who told me that a 2B cancer, and it wasn't triple negative breast cancer, a 2B cancer was not worthy of chemotherapy. And so as we did our research, I found out about a test called the Oncotype DX. And the Oncotype DX would tell you if chemotherapy will help or hurt you. Well, the scoring for the Oncotype is from 1 to 30, you don't need to take chemo, but 30 to 100, you need to take chemo. So when I went to my doctor and I mentioned that I wanted an Oncotype, they looked at me very strange because
I bet
the insurance company don't want to pay for the Oncotype, but they'll pay $80,000 for the chemo. So I paid, my insurance paid only 75% of that test. The test itself was $4,600. I paid the difference, and that test came back while they were showing me the port they were going to put in and all the things that they were going to do to me with chemo. Mind you, I have two sisters who have cancer right alongside of me taking chemo. I just made up my mind. I couldn't help them if I was taking it. My score came back from the Oncotype test as an 8.
Wow. So well below 30.
Well below 30. But they were prepared. They didn't even put that in as an option. I bought that to them. A lot of people are suffering with breast cancer, suffering from the effects of treatment, more so than the disease itself. Because cancer, in my opinion, is a business. And they'll sell me chemotherapy. My insurance company have no problem paying for that, but they didn't want to pay $4,600 for a test that would tell them if I would even benefit from chemotherapy. And so doing my research, I figured out that I just can't be treated. I did have radiation, but I just can't go through cancer treatment and live as I was living because my body had been compromised. And so I went on, I began to really, really evaluate what I ate, how I rested, the drama that I allowed in my life, the stress. Those are all contributing factors to how cancer behaves in the body. So after 29 years of living in Columbus, Georgia, I decided, bye. I'm 62 years old now. I was 61 when I left what I knew for 29 years, and I moved to the Atlanta area, and it was my best decision. Cancer is what you allow in your body. Once your body's been compromised by it, it's up to you to drive it out. And if you can get it out of your body, you're going to have to make major lifestyle changes to keep it out. I'm a 5-year survivor. My labs are perfect. I don't eat sugar. I'm on a plant-based diet. I sleep 8 hours a day. I pray, I read my Bible, I hike, I walk, I exercise 5 days a week, and I control the stress that I allow in my life. There's some things that happen that you have no control. The drama, foolishness, even social media, I take breaks from it because we live in a time where people are not even living their promised days of 70 years because of lifestyle. And lifestyle is more than just exercising. It's looking at your life holistically and see the things that are damaging you that you consider to be good. And I made those major changes.
Yes, ma'am. And wow, I am inspired just by listening to you. Excuse me. When I came across you, you were sharing one of your hiking pictures. Is that something that you do quite often?
Well, I hike and walk every day now. Today is my 72nd day. And I incorporated that in my life because I'm a city girl. I'm from Gary, Indiana. I had no appreciation for God's creation. And I thought that the good life was swiping a card in a high-end mall, spending mm-hmm. money eating in 5-star restaurants. I thought that was the good life. But God brought me to a place in nature. Nature is very healing. It's very soothing that I decided to take that on as part of my lifestyle change. I don't have a stress. I don't have high blood pressure. I live alone. I've been a widow for 11 years. I live a chaste life because I'm allowing what God gave us in nature to be a part of my regimen.
I love everything about that. So you said the women around you also suffer from breast cancer. And then I just want to clarify, when you say 2B, that's on a scale of 1 to 4. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And then the ladies around you, your loved ones around you already were going through breast cancer as well?
My oldest sister, she originally had breast cancer in her 40s. And I really believe it was environmental where she was living in Anniston, Alabama, where the land is poisoned. My mom died from breast cancer, from the treatment of breast cancer. She didn't die from breast cancer. And she died in the 90s where treatment was definitely not what it is today. Right. And my sister next to me, she died, but she had a uterine cancer, but I believe it started in her breast and moved. I took care of my sisters and my mom. And my mom died in the 90s, but my two sisters died in 2018 and 2019, 8 months apart. I evaluated their lifestyles as well and learned to make adjustments from there. The cancer itself is generational for us. And so when we think about generational curses, we thinking it's just going to happen. No, if you do what your forefathers did, you're going to get what they got. And so I had to learn. I had to make some adjustments by watching their lives and my mother's life and my aunt's life and do something different.
I like how you remained calm. You said even though the people around you were taking this route, you did some research and figured out that it wasn't for you. How do you feel about stars like Angelina Jolie who get the radical mastectomies?
My youngest sister did the radical mastectomy when I was going through cancer. We are like 14 months apart in age, and she's a RN. And she had just made up her mind she wasn't going to deal with the yearly mammograms and the stress. And she did the radical mastectomy because she said she believed she had cancer and she just wasn't going to wait on it. I think that looking at their life, I think God allowed me to see that picture. And both my sister, youngest sister, and we're both survivors. We had to do something different than what was done before us. in every area of life. She's also plant-based. She's vegan. I'm plant-based. But just to watch your loved ones suffer with any type of cancer, especially breast cancer, is very, very difficult, because fear can set in. I know God was with me, because I never cried and I was never fearful. Not at any point of the process.
Wow.
I never questioned God, why me? I never shed a tear. I don't know if I just didn't believe what the people were telling me, but I never shed a tear. I just believed that God would heal me. I believed I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I believed that God had work for me to do, and it wasn't my time. I asked God to live beyond my promised years, and I was 57 then. That wasn't my promised years. So I knew that it wasn't time for me to go. And so I never had fear that God wasn't going to heal me. I had people praying for me. My daughter, she prayed that God would heal me on this side. And that was the prayer we stood on, that word of God, that the righteous wouldn't be forsaken, the seed wouldn't be begging bread, that I would live and not die and declare the oracles of God. And that's what happened.
Amen. I love that. I love that you guys support each other so much, and that you're a strong support system for them. So you said your time wasn't up yet. I know you do a whole gamut of things. You said, I believe you're a life coach or something to that effect as well.
I am. And as well as I'm a chaplain.
Okay.
I pastored for 9.5 years. Pastoring will drive you to an early grade too, because you're in the business of people. And I was a prison chaplain, and now I'm a freelance chaplain. I go where there's disasters or crisis and stuff like that. I have a strong relationship with God, and I think He favored me in cancer. I just believe that. I believe that He gave me some things that I needed to do to change my lifestyle, and he granted me favor for obedience to that. Because if you live in the South, you know that all of life centers around what you eat. You know, let's go eat, girl. Let's eat. You know, all of life centers around food.
Yes.
And to be in the South and decide that meat is not your friend, it wasn't as hard for me as it was hard for people around me.
Right.
It's almost socially unacceptable. I don't eat processed food. I don't, you know, and I don't like to sit up and tell people what I do and don't eat. I just do and don't eat. I don't need you to make a special diet for me. None of that. I will figure it out. And it's catching on. You know, even for my age, I'm 62 years old, I exercise every day. And most people my age don't. And most people my age have given up the fight on fitness. And I just believe it's just what God would have us to do, fearfully and wonderfully made.
I agree with that. And you have inspired me. Tell us where we can find out more about your journey if we'd like to know.
Well, you can look at me up on Facebook. I'm getting ready to start a YouTube channel, something I hadn't thought about. You know, I'm just doing life, and I'm getting a lot of people asking, where can I find you? I'm nowhere. But I'm going to, you're welcome to meet me on my page. I'm on several hiking pages, but I'm getting ready to start a YouTube channel, because I think it's a audience that wants to hear about health and fitness, especially from a senior. I'm a senior.
Yes, ma'am. And it's very motivating, because it's kind of like, you know what, if she can get it together, so can I, right?
Exactly. And you know, you age yourself when you don't take care of yourself.
True. Very true. And I like the fact that you enjoy nature and have alleviated a lot of the stressors in your life. That I feel like that's very important too.
Yes, one of the biggest stressors was materialism. Getting it, got to have it. Wow. That'll stress you out. Material possessions will stress you out. I got rid of half my household goods to move to Atlanta. And I've not walked around my house missing anything. Materialism will stress your life out too.
Yes, ma'am. I do believe that. I absolutely believe that. I so thank you very much for joining us on the porch. Any last words for someone who might be going through the fight or is dealing with a family member who might be going through the fight?
Yes, I would encourage them. Do not let cancer scare you. Cancer is not bigger than God.
Yes.
Everything in the earth has to submit itself to the name of Jesus. And so when you make that cancer, and don't claim it as your own. Make the seeing it small and don't claim it. It's not my cancer. It's cancer that came my way. I don't have cancer. I've been affected by it, but I'm the healed of the Lord. And so when you are attacked, when your body is attacked, and most of the attacks that come to our body is because we left ourselves wide open for it. We don't eat right. We don't sleep right. We do the most. But once you do get that cancer diagnosis, don't let that fear set in to make it bigger than God. God is able, and he will do it. He did it for me. He'll do it for you.
Yes, ma'am. Just like he said he would. Thank you so much,
Ms. You're welcome. Sandra.
I knew you were going to encourage me. And you guys, I'll be sharing her content on the porch, and I'm going to be all over that YouTube channel when it comes out.
All right. I'm working on it this weekend, too.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us.
All right.
We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
And just like that, y'all, we keep the interest in listening coming. We keep the interest in listening coming. We're bringing you the fight, y'all, right here from the porch. And I thank each and every one of these ladies for sharing with us. Thank you again, Miss Sandra. Thank you again, Miss Stacy. And to the other two ladies who I won't reveal just yet. Oh, I think I've already revealed Miss Tanya. Thank you as well, y'all. I really do appreciate each and every one of these ladies, and I hope you enjoyed their episode. So what time is it? It's time for you to be you, which is absolutely beautiful. Don't let nary another individual tell you anything any different. And if they do, get them right up out of your circle, right? Be strong and be blessed. Take care.